Welcome, everybody, to Chrissy Chaos. We still don't have an intro song, but don't worry, it's coming. We got Andrew Santino over here.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, he's been my guest while I'm in L.A. And then we got Vinny. Vinny's over here with the mic. She's off camera with the
mic. I'm watching you today.
You're watching me today. We got the kids in the other room that
playing
are probably
Super Nintendo, by the way.
Playing Super Nintendo. We got the kids over there. Vin, let me ask you a question.
Why are you sweating?
Vinny's 6-7 months pregnant right now. We don't know who the father is, but it may come out with red hair.
If it does, honestly.
Could you imagine?
I'm taking over your family. Those kids are so cute.
My daughter's never seen somebody with red hair before. She didn't know what to say to you.
But what did we say? How do you get red hair? How do you get red
hair? I told her, baby, look at his red hair. Isn't that scary? And she said, daddy. I said, he got that way because he's not eating his vegetables.
That's right. Santa Claus came into my house in the middle of the night when I didn't eat vegetables. And
yep.
Took away my regular colored hair.
Yeah. And he made it red, so you always, for the rest of your life, people
you're
go,
reminded.
Ha, 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 ha.
You're gross.
You're redhead, yeah.
Should have eaten better.
Should have eaten your Brussels sprouts, so
true.
That's what it is. So we've been out here. We've been in L.A. Today we had a fun day. We played volleyball with Logan Paul, so that's who I'm becoming. We played volleyball with Logan Paul and Addison Rae, who
oh, the wait,
TikTok.
No.
Girl.
Oh, I'm thinking of somebody else.
Who Vin was like, oh, you know, what a sweet girl. She was like,
wait, I want to see her.
Yeah, Vin was Addison like, Rae. Vin was like, he was like, she was, you know, because Vin doesn't know. She was like, oh, do you think she, I wonder what she is on social media. Let me look her up. 78 million TikTok followers. Yeah.
78 million?
She's a humongous, actually very sweet, really
yeah,
nice
she
person.
She was really sweet.
Really
yeah.
nice girl. With Logan Paul, who's, Logan Paul, I mean, you want to talk about a rockin' hot bod, an RHB?
No, he got nothing on you, though.
No,
what?
No, no. He's
yeah.
hot. He's
no,
hot.
Yeah.
He's got a
rockin'
daddy,
hot
though.
Bod.
You're a thick daddy.
You like that?
Wait a minute. This girl has 36 million
that's only
on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, but this is more valid than TikTok.
You think so?
Yeah, I have I have a half a million. Yeah, but I have a half a million on TikTok, and I don't even do it.
Right.
I'm saying you can build an audience on there and just not.
Yeah, but 78 schmilly
is
a little
real.
Wild. Yeah.
This is real.
Yeah. That's
36 million humans.
Oh yeah, and I mean, and you know, you make money when you're at that level too. She, but a yeah. really sweet kid. We were playing.
Look at this. Played volleyball with idiots today. Ugly fives. Why would she say that?
What?
The guy
oh
was
my
annoying.
God.
The girl was pretty and cool. The boyfriend, Crims. She thinks her name is Crims.
Crims
is fat and ugly. Lols. That's what she said. God, why would she say that? Oh,
no.
My God, there's another post.
There's another
two
post?
Posts.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
What's that one say?
Follow-up to volleyball post. Had some fun, but I think the guy was an R. Oh, boy.
Oh, an R.
She doesn't like you, man.
Ree?
She thinks you're Ree. Yeah.
Did she say if the girl
was fat?
I mean, because
it was the way you were playing.
Girl
maybe.
Was very pretty, looked glowing and beautiful and cool. Sad
oh,
she's
thanks.
With dumb fat guy. Why is she saying that about you?
Why is she
you?
Saying all that?
Oh, my God. She posted another post.
Oh, my gosh. She just
this
keeps going.
This is a brand new post. Secondary update on volleyball GME game. I guess that's game. Short
game.
For game.
Yeah.
The guy was kind of nice. Bad tattoos. Bad breath. Bad guy.
What?
Why would she say that?
Why would Addison Rae say those
oh,
things?
Oh, at the bottom. At the bottom it says, JK, they were cool. But he seemed like, oh, NY trash, New York trash.
Oh.
Well, she's not wrong.
Well, I mean, anyway, I like
oh,
that.
Sorry, one more. It says at the bottom, N-E ways, W-A-Y-Z-E, N-E ways. His girl was dope, though. Hope she DMs me.
What?
Hey.
Oh,
you're going to DM
wow.
her? What?
She's a little young for me. I don't know.
What do you mean?
Wow.
You know, you're not going to do any, you're not going to get, while you're pregnant, you're not going to get involved in any lesbian activities.
Yeah, but why not?
No,
I feel like
not,
that's the safest
no, no,
thing
no,
you can do.
Not with someone that young. Not with someone that young.
But when you do have the child, you did say you were going to go gay.
After.
No, I don't like labels.
Right.
I don't do the labels.
It's 2021, dude. You
yeah,
don't,
no.
You don't have to tag everything.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
By the way, how old are these kids? Logan Paul is how old?
23,
like,
24.
She's in her mid 20s.
Like
and Addison Rae is a 20-year-old girl.
20?
Like 19, 20, yeah.
Great kids, though. Great people.
They
kids,
were cute,
kids,
yeah.
Really cute kids. And then we played volleyball, and I thought I was relatively good at playing volleyball with them. What did you think?
You hit the ball like twice over the net, maybe?
Yeah.
That's not good at all. How's that good? That's good?
Yeah, it was one of those things.
I mean, it was good compared to how he started.
Who
yeah.
Was, who was best? Who was the most athletic there?
What is his name? Paul?
Logan Paul.
Logan Paul.
She called him Paul Logan.
They're
Paul
two
Logan.
First names.
Yeah.
But on a form, last name first, so I get that. That's Paul Logan.
Yeah, Paul
also,
Logan.
Also, two don't have two first names. That's tough. That's a
yeah.
tough guy.
Yeah. Yeah, she and he, our daughter Delilah, went up to Logan Paul's worth, I think, roughly $25-30 million, and said, "My dad has a bigger house than you." And I said, "That's not true."
Hey, let him know.
We live in a two floor walk up with roaches in Brooklyn.
Hey, no, you don't.
Oh yeah, that's right. I don't. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, but the kids are in the other room playing Super Nintendo. Yeah. We set them up. They've never even heard of Super Nintendo. You guys don't know. You never heard about Super Nintendo, right?
No. Christy didn't even give me a new life
because
I died.
You died?
You died?
Start it over. But or look, grab his controller.
You came back to life. It's Addison Rae, honey.
Come here. You want to know a trick?
Go ahead.
You want to know a trick?
What? Be careful.
Shh. Don't go in there and unplug his controller. Bye. Hey, bye. Don't let him see. We'll send him in here.
She's gonna unplug the entire thing.
Yeah. So, all right, good. All right, so we'll see what happens there.
Oh my. Say bye to those cameras.
Yeah, it's gonna be bye. Yeah, being today, spending all day in on Manhattan Beach was, I think, finally Vin has turned around and said she's kind of liking Los Angeles. Uh oh.
Send him in here.
There it is. She's dyslexic.
Come on. Mommy needs to talk. She's very smart. I see. She's setting it up. Good setup.
She's setting it up. Yeah.
Good setup. I like the setup.
She learned the manipulation like that from.
Yeah. Okay.
From you. You think I manipulate?
Why am I still here with you?
What are you doing? Because I manipulate. Because that's a manipulation right there in the uterus.
Get him in here.
What? Go ahead.
Get him in here. Send him. Say, "Mommy needs to talk to you."
Go ahead. There it is. All right.
He knows better. Come here, baby.
Yeah. He's got to talk.
Got to have a chat.
Okay. Not going to work. All right. You know.
Speed him the old school way.
Yeah.
With the remote. Hit him with the remote.
What could you do? Hit him with the remote.
Isn't that what you do with your siblings? You hit with stuff? Do they hit all the time?
Oh, my God. Don't tell them to hit each other.
No, they hit each other. No, what are you talking? They hit each other. Delilah threw a rock at him yesterday.
Then
he body slammed her on the beach. Yeah. So what we're going to do is, so here's what happened. You ready for this?
Yeah.
We were trying to, because, you know, this is Vin's last kid, not mine, but Vin's going to get her tubes tied after this. And
are you really?
Yeah.
And you're getting a vasectomy.
You're getting a vasectomy.
Give it to you myself. Okay.
So it's either go to the doctor and get the nice comfy one or get the uncomfy one. Yeah. Or you wake up and it's snick, 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 snick.
Yeah. A PRV, Puerto Rican vasectomy, not fun. So
y'all relax.
Hey, we're gonna put some adobo on that. It's gonna feel better. So you need some coquito to fall asleep, Papa. So we had said to the doctor back in New York, you know, Vin had said, "Hey, you know, I don't want to know the sex. My third baby, I don't want to know the sex."
Right.
Then, but we came out to California, so she had to get a new doctor. The doctor from New York had to email all of Vin's information to this new doctor, sent an email. I call Vin a few days ago. She's hysterical, crying. I thought something happened to one of the kids. I thought something happened to Abuelita. Right. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
She's like, "I just got an email, and the doctor from New York sent me the gender of our baby.
Oh, no.
I know what the baby is." And I was
it's my last baby.
What is it? It's a boy?
No,
I'm not saying.
Well, that's what I was bringing up. She won't say what it is, but here's what I know, Andrew, is the way that she was crying is 100%.
It's a girl.
It's a girl because she wants a boy. But the thing, what you've underestimated about me, Vin, is I got gay sperm, and I'll never be able to make a man for you.
That's true.
So that's
even
what it is.
Even if it is a boy, that's actually true.
I only make girls. I'm King Henry VIII, who only made girls. I only make girls, and back in the day.
Well, no, at Vin, least let me, you know that that's your fault, and you're not going to.
But Vin, but I was going to say, because back in the day, you would have been beheaded. So
yeah, you would have.
You would have been beheaded for this.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So just understand how lucky you are to live in present day America.
Because it's not because it wouldn't be on your fault.
It's not my fault. You do it. So what the plan is now, and you're invited. You and your lovely wife are invited. We're going to do it, I think, in 2 weeks.
Okay.
When the homeless pimp gets here out
to
LA.
Don't say it. HP. Don't say what we're going to do.
Why not? We're going to film it.
We're going to do a reveal.
We're going to do a gen reveal. But why can't Andrew be there?
No, he can be there, but just don't say it. Don't say what the thing is. Yeah.
What do you mean? Why can't I spill the beans? It's not like it's this genius idea.
This is why
idea.
I haven't told you what the gen.
Are you guys right down here scrolling the address and the time of where it's going to be? So go ahead and show up, everyone. show up. Don't bring a gift because we don't need gifts, but we want to see how many people can come out to the gender reveal.
We should do it. We should crash one of Logan Paul's Pokemon unboxing things with the gender reveal. Just have it pop up.
Put the gender inside of the Pokemon. How are you guys going to reveal? Balloon?
Well,
what is
that's
it?
No,
right.
Well, that's...
Well,
she
a gun?
She thinks it's such a great idea. It's not like we made
it
up.
It's the cutest idea.
What is it?
I don't want
come on.
Oh, you don't want
to
tell.
No, but I think...
You're going to have to come to see.
I think especially we should put it out there now because with all the issues that are going on inside, you know, certain communities, we should see if it's even appropriate if we can do it.
I know, is it?
Well, let's ask. So what we're going to do is what we're going to ask the fans.
You are a manipulator, you see? Now we're going to say it. Go ahead.
No, well, because I want to get this out there. So I'm saying it out here first where it's all coming from a positive place.
Go ahead.
Okay. But what we want to do is we're going to have, well, do the kids know about it yet? Do the kids
know? They know what they're going
to. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to have each of our kids, we're going to have Tristan and Delilah, the kids dress up as sumo.
I'm a boy.
Right. Well, not yet. Right. When you're 18, you can be a boy. I told you. When you're 18,
whatever you want.
You can wear the boy's clothes now, but when you're 18, if you want to take a piece of your elbow and make whatever you want to do, we could do that. But no, Vince said we could do that when she's 18 if she wants to dick, she could do it. We're going to have the kids dress up as sumo wrestlers.
Love,
and then they're going to run into each other, and whatever it is, pink or blue, is going to explode. We're going to have powder inside of them. And then but Vin said it's actually going to be real cocaine, right? We're going to make this
colored
really fun.
Cocaine?
Colorful cocaine.
And you got to stand right in the underneath it then.
I got to stand
underneath
the referee. Yeah.
I got to stand underneath the referee, but I'm telling you, Andrew, I'm telling you this right now. You can book it. Mybookie.com, promo code chaos, is it's a girl. I'm 100% positive it's a girl. She's actually even slipped one or two times and said she when talking about the baby in utero.
I've done that the entire pregnancy.
I know
though.
It's a girl.
She and he, I've gone
I know it's
forth.
A guys like Andrew and I will only be able to create women. Our because our sperm we're barely men.
Yeah.
You know?
When it comes out when mine comes out it goes, "Hi."
I'm here.
Yeah, it's nervous. It's nervous.
It's just so nervous.
Am I a lesbian?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, you are.
And,
enough,
and that's fine.
Yeah.
And by the way, we don't like labels. You don't need a label.
As a matter of fact, Andrew,
what are you? You're free. Yeah. You're a free adult to explore your sexuality at will.
Yeah.
And when you're done with this, I get moving on to something more delicate.
Yeah. I was going to say, even Andrew's wife said.
More delicate than Chris?
Andrew's wife said to me recently, she has a friend back home who's a lesbian who you'd be perfect fit for. You told me that.
That is true.
You told me that.
That is true.
Yeah.
And again, you said the L one more time. She's just free. She's a free girl. She's not a labeler either. She doesn't like it.
What we say is on the show, it's fog. We live in the fog. Free, open, and gay. Hashtag free, open, and gay.
We live in the fog, baby.
For my Christians at patreon.com/ChristyComedy. You know what we're talking about? On Patreon, we're in the fog all day, every day. It's foggy 24/7. Free, open, and gay. Yes, babe. That's a rock. That's one of Bobby. I don't know.
What is that?
That's a... Is that a fortune cookie?
Oh, man. We didn't clean up in there, did we?
Oh, wow. You didn't clean up.
Can I see it? Can I see
it?
Do you want to keep? You can keep it if you want.
But I want to talk to you. It's Merry Christmas, but Andrew, what should it be? Talk to her.
Feliz Navidad. Say
right.
This should say Feliz Navidad.
That's it. So now you can read it, right? In English?
No.
She learning. It should be Happy
you can
Holidays,
find
honey.
As much stuff as you want. I don't know what's in there, by the way. There might be some crazy shit.
You think there's some crazy stuff in there?
We used to get sex toy stuff sent to us all the time.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to
happen. She's listening.
She's looking out wiggling. What is this?
What is it?
There was a douche in there for a long time.
Really?
That we had floating around.
You ever used a douche, Vin, or no? I've never used.
That's personal.
No, but is it? I don't know.
Yeah, that is very personal.
Do you have them home? But what does a douche do? I don't even know what a douche
does.
I've heard that they're not good for you.
They're not like. They'll cause like infections and stuff, and you don't want to use that.
But what do you do? What do you use it for? You just clean it out.
You're like squeezing like soapy water like into you.
Let me ask you this question for the group: Would you, and do you, because I actually have it? But do you or would you eat bread made from the vaginal yeast of a woman?
No, you wouldn't do it. 100%.
You wouldn't do it.
100%. No. And who?
What about your own yeast?
No way.
Really?
No. Why?
What about during the pandemic when there's no money coming in? If you get a yeast to eat that we can feed our family.
If you have a tight month, you
might need
it.
Seriously, during COVID, you don't think women were out there with getting yeasties making
bread?
How about
this? This is a more realistic question. How about boob milk? How about breast milk? You drink your own breast milk?
I've tasted it. Mm-hmm. And so has Sarah.
I know, but tasted it is different. But would you like drink it?
Would I like gulp it down?
Yeah, would you take a shot of it?
No.
Isn't that a thing? I've heard that women love breast milk. Women love their own people love other people's breast milk too. That's a big thing now too.
Yeah.
You can order other people's breast milk now off the internet.
Yeah.
Not for the baby.
Not for the baby.
Adults.
I mean, that's what soy milk is.
It's packed with nutrients. Nutrients. Vitamins.
It shouldn't be that crazy. We're drinking cow's breast milk.
Yeah, so it's wrong
well,
too.
Well, it's cow's teat milk.
Teat. Yeah, teat.
We were talking about this before. Cats eat their own placenta. The placenta is so packed with vitamins and nutrients.
Tons of women do that.
They eat the placenta. They put it in a shake, eat the placenta.
And use it as like a
soy
a
milk. You will have soy milk, right? Because Puerto Ricans, you do soy milk.
Soy. Coconut. It's coconut milk.
No, soy. I am milk.
Your soy milk.
Your soy milk.
Your soy milk. No,
that's what
soy
I thought
milk.
Soy milk was forever. I thought it was just Puerto Rican girls' breast milk in a carton. Honey, what'd you do today?
I went golfing.
Yeah.
Like a real white.
Yes.
Yeah, I went out there like a real white.
Like a white.
It's like my favorite thing to do in the world is to go golfing in the morning.
You're a very good golfer, people say.
I'm okay.
Yeah, you're okay.
Papa's okay.
Well, what we got to do is as a family, we're going to go, you and your wife and me and my Puerto Rican girl, novia, and my children, we're going to have a big family dinner.
We not only do we need to have a family dinner, post-gender reveal, we need to have like a big blowout celebration for that, right? We need to go do something.
Are you here in 2 weeks or when do you go to Salt Lake?
I'm here.
What's the date you go to Salt Lake? Isn't it April 1st to the 3rd or
something?
No,
the second week of April.
Okay, so the first week.
The second week.
Birth, we're going to have a big celebration.
Well, no, but we can do the gender.
When does the baby due?
July 4th.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, it's coming out on fucking America's birthday.
God bless, God bless, God bless.
God bless. So, yeah,
July 4th. I'm marking it in my calendar. Is it an important day at all?
Well, you mean for. Yeah, dude. It's. That's July 4th is. It's not Mexican independence. That's Cinco de Mayo. July 4th.
It's one and the same, isn't it?
Yeah, July 4th is when.
When we spot the Spanish American War, is that?
When the Spanish American War, and it's when the Nazis first invaded Poland.
Oh, my God.
July
4th.
That's what it is.
Are you diving in the power book right now?
Yeah. That's how we do.
Honestly, I want to buy this book. I love it so much.
Dude, the 48 Laws of Power. It's just one of those things where what we do is what the rules of the game are is because I've read every chapter is we flip open to a thing and then we read the law because I've highlighted them and I read. So what we've read up to Vin right here is chapter 19, law 19. Know who you're dealing with. Do not offend the wrong person.
Fact.
There are many. God. That's what happened. Don't offend Vinny.
I know.
There are many different kinds of people in the world, and you can never assume that everyone will react to your strategies in the same way. Deceive or outmaneuver some people, and they will spend the rest of their life seeking revenge. They are wolves in lamb's clothing. Choose your victims and opponents carefully, then never offend or device or deceive the wrong person. So I
thought it was wolf in sheep's clothing. Why is it lamb's clothing?
Because this book is I guess sheep's are offensive to some. I don't know. Yeah. What is the difference between a lamb and a sheep? Nobody knows that. Is there even a difference between a lamb and a sheep?
Of course.
No.
They're two different animals.
A lamb and a sheep is the same thing.
No,
isn't
not.
A lamb a baby goat?
No. A lamb's a lamb.
Google it right now. I think there's a difference. I don't think there's any difference between
really
a lamb and a sheep.
Now that I'm thinking about it, I have no idea.
Probably not.
So funny. Honestly, it's so funny if we're not recording and she's like the one that calls it out.
Yeah, she's like, she's just five years old.
You guys aren't even recording.
Yeah.
Did you guys bump up the ISO on that? Do you guys have any white balance on that at all?
I love it. As soon as Andrew showed my daughter the Bad Friend Studio, he said, don't you like that fish wallpaper? And my daughter looked him straight in the eye and said no.
Yeah, I love it. She said no.
And now you feel as if you have to take it down.
Can I tell you, I'm ordering one right now on the internet.
Yeah, a lamb is a young sheep.
So a lamb's a young sheep. So they're saying they're wolves in lamb's clothing, which is interesting. So now they're saying they're wolves in baby's clothes. So never trust a wolf in a onesie. The highest form of the art of power is the ability to distinguish the wolves from the lambs, the foxes from the hares, the hawks from the vultures. So you got to know, if you're out there, you got to know who's who out there. You got to know your victim. You got to know your enemy. You got to know where you stand. Future Joseph Stalin saw what he wanted to saw, usually the worst in other people, and imagines that everyone is after him. Genuinely unbalanced, he's easy to deceive, just as Stalin himself was constantly deceived. So this book is saying that Joseph Stalin during World War II was constantly deceived by a lot of people because he just always thought the worst in people. He never saw any good in anybody. Yeah. And he would always say, this guy's bad, that guy's bad, negative, negative, negative. So I think what this law is really saying is you really have to be balanced. You can't think everybody's great and you can't think everybody sucks.
Yeah, but that's pretty easy.
Oh my God, did I write that book?
Yeah.
I tell you that every day.
Do you think I'm great or I suck?
I mean, balance.
You suck
right?
greatly.
First impression, do you think Andrew's great or he sucks? Be honest.
Do I have to be honest?
You're on Chrissy Chaos podcast.
You don't have a choice.
Do it. Is he great or he sucks? Just
no,
be honest.
You're kind of great.
Kind of great means
first
you suck.
First impression, you're kind of great.
Okay, I'll take
kinda,
it.
Kind of, though. Kind of.
Don't do that to me.
I'm just.
Well, I can't say he's great. I can't give
why
him
can't
all
you say
the,
he's great,
the whole
great.
Cake
just
yet.
Because we just met.
So? When we just met, we had a kid right away.
Oh, like 2 months.
Two.
Three.
Vin, it was 3 days later.
No, it wasn't 3 days later. You were gone for like a month.
It was like
wrong girl.
I actually played in that MLB All-Star game in Minnesota in 2014, and then we didn't.
So you dropped the seed. You went and played game. You got back. She was pregnant.
Well, no, we didn't drop the seed. No. As a matter of fact,
we didn't even hang out yet.
Here's what happens with this one. We go. We're at Place to Beach, which is a bar in Coney Island, Brooklyn. I go up to her. I'm drinking strawberry vodka, getting smashed with Patty Fly Balls. Shout out Patty Fly Balls. He just lost $3,000, I think, in Atlantic City. So it's, you know, look for a gun shooting. Look for some type of
just
spree shooting.
For the pop.
Yeah, because he's really in a bad way.
Christmas stuff.
You got Christmas Whoa. Stuff, even pearls. But what about Hanukkah stuff or Kwanzaa stuff, honey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Smart.
So we meet her. I see her dancing around, right? Mm-hmm. I see she's dancing around. With her girlfriend. She's got the butterfly tattoo in her tit. And I say, that's what I'm into. That's what I want. She knows that. I'm looking at it. She's got everything I want. I talk to her. I say, hey, I'd love to take you out. Mm-hmm. She says, well, you know, I have a boyfriend. I said, where is he? Show me. Then she points to some guy who's about 6'8", 350 pounds, pure muscle. I was like, I'm not scared of that guy. Fuck that guy. She's like, well, you should be. So then I say to her, she says to me, what do you do? She goes, I'm a Zoom. Wow, look at that, a pearl. Put that in your pocket, honey, and then we'll give that to Grandpa, and we'll see if he can sell it at on one of those pawn shops.
Keep digging. There's way more.
Give that to Grandma and Grandpa. They'll sell that on Pawn Stars, okay?
There's more pearls up there.
Yeah. Well, we're doing the podcast, but what if are they Bobby's anal beads?
Yeah,
could they be
I was
an
just
going
to say, what kind of pearls
they
are
could,
those?
Well, Bobby's got, you know.
Mama, I don't want you touching that.
Okay.
Don't put it up to your face.
Oh, did you smell it? What does it smell like? You know, if it's Bobby's, you know what it smells like.
She goes, ramen.
So then we meet. And I'm sorry. She says to me, I said, what do you do? She says, I'm a Zumba instructor. I said, well, that's interesting. I'm a salsa instructor. And then she says, well,
show me. I got a little laugh.
And then she says, show me a move. And I said, you know, I just tore my Achilles, my calf, you know, whatever, made things up. Ha, ha, ha. But then she walks away out of my life. And I swear to God, that I was pissed drunk. I went and did a spot right after that at the Creek in the Cave, which just closed. Shout out Rebecca Trent. I mean, annihilated drunk. But I remember waking up the next morning saying, I'm never going to see that woman again. Like, that woman walked out of my life. Then I'm at the MLB All-Star game, having a good time, having fun. All of a sudden, who sends old Chrissy Bags a DM?
Who slides in?
Yep, at Jazzy.
Is that gold?
What is that, a gold coin?
Is that a gold coin?
That's for Hanukkah. That's a Hanukkah gift.
I don't know if it's a real coin or a
chocolate. I think it's chocolate.
It's chocolate candy.
But I don't know if I would eat it if I was you.
No.
Well, I found a tiny one already, and when I was holding it, it got all muddy.
All right, baby. Hun, we're doing
the.
Yeah.
All the chocolate was out, and like.
All right. Well, she's. Baby, just don't come in as much anymore, okay? Because we're doing the podcast. Doing the podcast with mom and the guy who looks like Satan.
There it is. Throw that one in
come
the trash.
In. Yeah, throw that one in the trash.
There's a garbage right there in their room. There. Go to the left. Left. See it there? You see the garbage right there? There you go.
So she comes. So
thank you.
So she sends me a DM. Then I'm like,
what was the slide?
On
what
July
did she
18th,
say?
She sent me a picture of a dead dog or dog laying down on the floor.
No,
says I'm
not.
Giving up because she said I'm giving in because she's because you were telling me when I was drunk trying to dance with you and talk to you, you were saying like I'm never going to give in to your bullshit. I'm never going to give in to your bullshit. And then you said this is me
I
giving
don't think
up.
So.
And then you sent
You're
me your phone number.
Up.
And then you know what she did? This is how I should have known. Fucking uphill climb for the rest of my life. Because you know what she did then? She sent me her phone number missing one digit. She fucking left off one digit. So now
on purpose.
So then I went through. It was the right numbers.
How many
up
numbers
left.
Did you go through?
I went through all of them. And
how many are there?
Nine.
Hey,
Yeah. So I went through
10.
10. So I went through all 10 of them until finally. And I would, so that means I texted everybody, hey, what's up?
You it's texted Chris. 9 other people. Hey, what's up?
I said, hey, what's up? Is this Chris? This is Chris. Is this Jazz? Is this Jazz? Is this Jazz? And then finally I got one back. But everybody else, it was just 9 other people. I'd be like, who? Oh, fuck you. Blocked. You know, like, who's Jazz? You know? So then finally we go out on a date. And then the very first date we go on, she comes to one of my shows at
that was our first date.
McGuire's Comedy Club. I brought her a rose. Long Island. I bought her a rose from a gas station. Went on stage.
So trashy.
Fucking bomb. Drop her off. She tries to get me to go upstairs to hook up. I said, I'm not that kind of guy.
That's a lie.
And I drove off in my Toyota Camry.
That's a lie because my son was upstairs. That's an absolute lie.
You're
yeah, a liar. Okay. You're yeah, a liar. Okay. Why are you lying?
Yeah, okay.
She's you, not, I no. You were trying
you
to
even, said I gave my son NyQuil.
You were just trying to hold my hand in the car. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like,
that's
what
that
doing?
Was.
By the way, no. Holding a hand in the car, what are you doing?
Dude, that's what Chaz Palminteri told me to do. and then the second date, remember the second date then, we go back to my place in Long Island City and...
Boink, boink.
Couldn't get it up.
Oh, seriously?
Yep. I was trying to jam it in there.
You were too toasty.
I was too toasty. I was too nervous because she's such a beautiful girl, and I knew this was going to be a big
thing. No. Don't even try.
Listen, a lot of people have been asking me how my face is getting skinny mini, and I'm telling you, Magic Spoon cereal. Magic Spoon is one of those companies where I'm honest. I've now ordered it. I won't lie. They gave me the first round for free because, you know, I said I'd have them on the show because I want to try out their cereal. But now my family and I, we've bought what? Maybe... $200-$300 worth of Magic Spoon cereal. Wherever I go, I have it. I'm in an Airbnb right now in California. And I just, when I got from New York to California, I realized, oh snap, I forgot my Magic Spoon. So we're ordering it right now to the Airbnb. And if you guys go to magicspoon.com/chaos, that's magicspoon.com/chaos. You can get yours too. What you'll get for that is a $5 off. You're gonna get $5 off. That's what the good people at Magic Spoon are gonna do. You're asking, what is Magic Spoon? It's a cereal. You know how like when we were kids, we used to love to eat cereal, but like, oh, now it's gonna give us puffy nipples and tits? Not Magic Spoon. Guess what, Magic Spoon? 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein. So if you wanna be jacked like Tang Sinatra, this is where you get your protein. And only 4 grams of carbs in each serving, only 140 calories a serving. 140 calories. I eat that thing for breakfast. I'm 140 calories in. I mean, my goal is to look like Bethany Frankel, and Magic Spoon is going to get me there, okay? Magic Spoon, it's one of those things where, yeah, I had to read the ad copy just to make sure I get you how much protein it is, how much, you know, has no sugar, and the promo code. But it's genuinely one of these companies where I just love it so much. I want to be Chrissy Magic Spoon. I want to be CMS Chrissy Magic Spoons. I want to be their spokesperson because I genuinely love their cereal so much. I mean, I use it. I eat it all the time. Even, you know, Vinny's wanted to get like a little friskier in the bed because she's torn up sometimes. So I'll say, hey, if you put a little Magic Spoon cereal on your nipples, we could play. That could be a foreplay. I'll eat the Magic Spoon off your body. That's the only way I'm going to do foreplay because if I'm not eating Magic Spoon, I don't want to eat it. MagicSpoon.com/chaos. That's MagicSpoon.com/chaos, C-H-A-O-S. And you will get $5 off. Remember, get your delicious next bowl of guilt-free cereal at magicspoon.com/chaos and use the code chaos to save $5 off. So you got to go to magicspoon.com/chaos and then use the promo code chaos. But I am telling you, this is the cereal for you. All these other cereals, yes, they taste good and whatever, but it's loaded with sugar and crap. This cereal tastes just as good and it's actually healthy for you and it will get you jacked and ripped. MagicSpoon.com/chaos and use the promo code chaos. $5 off. Use Magic Spoon. I stick it in my ass.
No, first of all, it was
Delilah,
like,
you want to hear the story
of
you?
Yeah. It was our like our fifth date. Okay. We went to a party and then I went back to your place and that's when that happened.
Okay.
So five times is good.
It was a fifth date.
What did you find?
What happened?
What's wrong?
Here's
I love those shoes too, Delilah. Those are cool. Those
good shoes.
Nikes are sharp.
Delilah, I'm reading something.
I don't know, but don't go in there.
Don't go under that table. Delilah, but let me read you something from the 48 Laws of Power, okay? Listen to me, honey.
Delilah, listen to this.
Delilah, listen to daddy. Never assume that the person you are dealing... Delilah, can you stay in the room, please?
She's gone.
Never assume that the person you are dealing with is weaker or less important than you are. Some men are slow to take offense, which may make you misjudge the thickness of their skin and fail to worry about insulting them. Never reject them with an insult until you know them better. You may be dealing with a Genghis Khan.
What's it? Oh, okay.
So what they're saying is don't just come out and insult somebody because you think you're a bigger deal than them, because Genghis Khan will show up with 50,000 Mongolians on horses, and then you're going to get decapitated. And
he's going to have sex with all of your wives.
All of your wives.
That guy wouldn't he have like 50 kids?
50,000. There's something where like, it's like, this is a ridiculous number, but something close to like 0.05% of the population has got its roots traced back to Genghis Khan. Do you realize what 0.05% of billions? That's,
let's do it.
Like hundreds of thousands of, maybe millions
of people.
How many
billions of people are on the earth right now? 7?
No, I think it's 8 billion.
We're 8 billion right now?
Yeah. Yep.
Look at this, because I got to do the math this way. So 8 billion
right.
times how much?
0.05 or 005.
005 is, yeah.
Yeah, do 005.
40 million.
40 million people.
Wow. That's like Los Angeles County, right?
Yeah. That's they could trace it back because wow. he just had so many children out there.
Conquests.
So yeah. Oh, here's another one. Here's another quick tip to see if you are dealing with such a type. Test them first. Make a mild joke at their expense. A confident person will laugh at the joke.
Ha, ha, ha.
An overly insecure one will react as if personally insulted. So that's a good little test for the kids out there. Make a little joke.
Make a tiny joke.
A confident person who you want to deal with is going to laugh. A person who's insecure and is going to be a problem for you is going to get highly offended. Usually people who get offended by anything are not confident people.
That's so funny you say that too. But it also depends on, there should be an asterisk. It depends on what you make fun of, right? Because you could be striking a big chord with someone that you barely know.
Yes, I understand.
So I think the stipulation would be make sure it's not something that seems extremely personal. Like if somebody meets you and they say something about your kid.
Yeah.
And it should be just a slight joke and you didn't mean anything by it. Right, like you're crossing the street with her and somebody's like, oh, she looks like she has two left feet. You know, she's walking weird.
Yeah.
That may strike a chord.
Might strike a chord.
You may not go, yeah, well, you know, we're going to kick the knee out and knock the other ones. You might go find it.
That's true. It's true.
It depends on what the subject matter is.
Remember that real estate agent when I was pregnant with Delilah?
He made a joke
and he was like, no, he was just like, why would you ever have kids or something like that? Like he said something.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, all right, guy, like we're never buying anything from you.
I'll give you one. My grandmother, this is like she's got the filter's been gone for years, but we're in my mom's office. She's my mom's office, and this guy walks in who works in my mom's office, and he said, oh, I didn't know you guys had people in here. And she's like, no, this is my son, and this is my mother. We're going to lunch. Oh, so good to meet you, whatever. I forget his name. Let's just say his name's Brad.
Right.
And she goes, I'm Brad. Oh, hi, nice to meet you, Brad. Nice to meet you, Brad.
Why can't his name be Malik or Jamal?
Because they don't allow that there. They don't allow that there.
Just clip it.
No, she goes, oh, his name is Brad. Oh, nice to meet you, Brad. And then my mom goes, Brad just had a new baby boy.
Right.
And my grandmother goes, oh, my God, how wonderful. That's so beautiful. What's his name? And he goes, we named him Brad. And without skipping a beat, my grandma goes, oh, awful. Awful, awful, awful naming your kid the same as you. What a terrible thing to do. And we're laughing uncomfortably.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, he's already had the kid.
Yeah.
He's right here. What are you? And she goes, well, you don't do that. It's very stupid. Because someone's going to call the house phone and say, can I talk to Brad? And you're going to say big Brad or little Brad. And that's going to be a thing for the rest of his life and out in public. And she's like rambling on about why you don't do that. And I'm watching him do this thing like falling to pieces in front of my family.
Just
and my grandmother goes, anyway, congratulations on little Brad. I was like, oh, fuck. Which is her being that's like such her going like this to him. Like those kind of things.
That's awesome.
He took it right. That. He took it the right way. But he could have been, he's not going to say anything to my grandmother, but he could have kind of been like, well, you know, he could have been a little bit more of an asshole.
Right.
And I wouldn't have blamed him for being, because she was stepping on him.
Well, let me
no
ask
reason.
You a question, though. If he would have really gotten mouthy
with
your grandma,
the shit out
you would have stepped up and beat the shit out of
teeth
him.
Out.
Imagine your grandmother pulled out a full gun and shot him in the head.
She goes, Brad, why would you do that, you fucking idiot? Only one time did I have to almost fight because of my grandmother. We had a party at my childhood best friend's house. And my grandmother, we were teaching her beer pong. We were probably college age, and we were home. And my grandmother's,
Delilah, can
my,
you stop?
My grandmother's
go
playing beer
there.
Pong.
Yeah.
And the neighbor is there, who I don't really know this guy. And he's tanked out of his mind.
Right.
And he's kind of talking shit. Like to everybody, you know, and we're also like, all right, man, it's for fun. You know what I mean? And she would take a shot and then she would get another shot. You know, we'd let her shoot more than once or whatever. This is my grandmother. And he was like, he was all mad that they lost the game and was throwing a fit. and was lipping off.
Right.
Like, lipping off bad. Being like, oh, you fucking cheated on and on and all this stuff. And I was like, what? It's my grandmother. This is like my grand. And then he's like, I don't even know why that old bitch has to play anyway.
Wow.
And I lost it on him. Lost it. I mean, I was about to kill this guy.
Of course.
Are you out of your fucking mind?
Yeah,
dude?
No way.
That was the only time I had to, like, my grandmother was goofing around. And she was being a little much, too. Like, she was cheating and goofing around having fun.
Right.
And, of course, I was like, you know, nobody cares. This dude cared. I wanted to kill the dude. We made him leave because I wanted to choke him out.
Does your grandma get the vaccine or she won't?
She's vaxxed up now.
She's vaxxed up?
Yeah, vaxxy grandma.
That's mine, yeah.
There's water in the fridge, too, if they want.
How about this? There's normally a reversal of every law in the 48 laws of power, except this one. This is the only one. It says, what possible good can come from ignorance about other people? Learn to tell the lions from the lambs or pay the price. Obey this law to its fullest extent. It has no reversal. Do not bother looking for one.
I really like that. That's really potent.
This is that law. That law right there.
Say it again. Say it again because I want it to land.
Let me get the page.
I want it to land.
What possible good? Here, Vin, I was saying this when you were taking Delilah out. This is the only law that doesn't have a reversal. There is no option. For this law, you either follow this one or you fucking die. It says, what possible good can come from ignorance about other people? Learn to tell the lions from the lambs or pay the price. Obey this law to its fullest extent. It has no reversal. Do not bother looking for one.
That couldn't be more true.
Yeah.
Ignorance about other people is the detriment of society.
Yep.
People think they know everybody. You don't know anything about anybody.
Dude, you got to treat everybody 100% the same. The best thing that ever...
Not the same. I mean, in tiers, right? You go guys up here, girls here.
Oh, yes.
Right, you treat them tier-wise, you know?
No, she knows.
Hey, don't make me cut off that mic.
She knows. You know you're second class. Honestly.
He's starting it now.
No, I'm kidding.
You treat everybody the same. Here's why, though. That's the whole thing is, like, it's, I guess people who have grown up, if you grew up amongst, like, wealth, right, and you've known wealthy people and they had wealth, it's impossible for them to treat people the same because they never experienced not having wealth.
Right.
So when I know people that are really rich and their families have always been rich, I almost give them this weird pass because they don't know any better in a weird way.
They don't know.
If you teach them, if you're like, those people that you treat that way, they're just as valuable as you, if not more.
Yeah.
You just don't know. They'll never hear it. It doesn't land. I see the way people treat people, and you're like, that's because they never experienced not being a spoiled person in life.
So you're lucky.
It's just something
that happened to me, like, but it was like one of those life lessons where I was like, wow. Because you're like, you know, my mother would always be like, you treat everyone the same. Like, treat everyone with kindness, treat everyone fairly. It was always my mom's mantra. Always, always, always. Everyone's the same. Treat everyone the same. So I was graduated physical therapy school. I was going out for a job.
Chrissy DPT,
doctor of physical therapy. I was going out for a job interview when it was a very, very, very competitive place to work at, this orthopedic clinic out on Long Island, because they paid very well. And I knew who the head PT was. Everybody knew who the head guy was. So when I was going in to the interview, you know, this big building, I just held the door for some woman, just held the door for her. And I was like, oh, you know, hi, how are you? And she looked like, you know, if I'm being honest, she looked a little, you know,
tan?
A little what?
Tan?
She looked a little like you know what I mean? She
smart?
I don't know.
Like cool? You know,
nice.
She looked a little
sweet,
multi-generational. She looked a little ethnic. You know what I mean, Finn?
I don't know what you mean. Say what you mean.
She looked like she was selling ICES outside.
I don't know what that looks like.
I'm kidding.
Keep going.
No. She was. I'm kidding.
You want me to get you a shovel?
She looked like a Guatemalan woman, right?
Ah.
So she looked Guatemalan.
Centralia.
So why did you point at me?
Because I thought you're Guatemalan.
Oh my God.
What are you talking about? What's the difference between?
God.
No, I'm kidding.
Panamanian though, aren't you?
She helped build the Panama Canal.
I was gonna say.
Dead ass. Her father helped build the Panama Canal. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
faster! Faster!
Yay! See! Beep beep.
You saw this girl, you held the door for.
I held the door for this woman, you know? And I was like, oh hey. I held the door. I was like, hey, good morning. She's like, oh, good morning. Like she has a very Americanized accent. Uh-huh. And I was like, yeah. I was like, and then shut the door. And then we walked to the elevator. And she was like, so what are you here for? And I was like, I actually have an interview upstairs. And she was like, okay. She's like, well, good luck. I was like, thank you. I was like, I really appreciate it. I was like, hopefully I'll be seeing you in the building again. And she was like, thank you. She was like, hopefully, yes. So we go up. I was like,
really?
I swear to God. So I met maybe like 20 people.
You were hoping to see her again?
Look, he goes upstairs.
Yeah.
A janitor comes rolling down with the trash bin, mm-hmm. and it's her. And she says, can I take your old coffee from you?
Yes.
And he said, look at that. I hold the door. You take my coffee. He throws it away. It was the janitor.
It was the janitor. And then I said,
why did she have to be the janitor?
Because I asked her very kindly.
Correct.
Because
she was ethnic?
She told
correct.
Me, Vince,
correct.
Because she told me.
Yeah.
Because she told me, Vin, she said nobody had ever asked to see her passport or some type of proof of identity.
Who was she for real?
Quite like me.
What was
so,
she?
No, I'm kidding. So
go upstairs.
I go upstairs. I do. I'm in the interview.
Mm-hmm.
All of, and you know, it's kind of going well, I guess. But there's, I would say, honestly, Andrew, 100 people applying for one job. So it's very low chance you're going to get it. But I'm doing the best I can. You know, there were people probably who from Harvard and like way better graduate programs than I had come from. I'm a brand new therapist, you know. So I go in and, you know, the interview's going well. Knock on the door 10, 15 minutes into my interview, whatever. This woman comes in and she goes, oh, to the guy I'm interviewing with, the head therapist. She goes, oh, I'm so sorry, honey. I thought that you were done. And he goes, he goes, almost done. And then I turned around and then she goes to the therapist. She goes, I met this kid downstairs. If I were you, I'd pick him. He's a sweet kid.
No way.
Swear to God. Shuts the door and he goes, and then she goes to shut the door and he goes, whoa. He goes, what are you talking about? Then she comes in, sits on the interview, says how kind I was to her. She was like, you know, nobody else even looked at me. She was like, they looked at me like I was the help. She was like, this guy treated me like a human being.
Right.
She was like, I bet you he'll treat every patient like a human being. And she was like, I'm telling you, this is a good guy. She was like, I don't know
what
it is.
You know what?
I swear to God.
He didn't get the job.
No. How about this?
Yeah.
He looks at my thing.
He goes, this guy's an idiot.
No, he says to me, he goes, you know, grades are pretty good. You know, graduate school's pretty good. He goes, you have no experience though. And I said, yeah. I said, you know, I said, to be honest, it's just awesome to get a chance to interview whatever. He goes, yeah. He goes, you know what? He goes, last thing you want to do in life is piss off your wife. He's like, you're hired. Right here, it's you.
That was his
I swear
wife.
To God. He had his assistant go out. He said, everybody else. He goes, you know, that's it. It's done. Made like an announcement that I was hired. I swear to God. Like, not like that, but he was like, you're hired. I get work at the job. I'm working there for 2.5-3 weeks. Get on guy code. Get the fuck out of there. Boom. I got on guy code MTV. I said, see you later, bitch. But what I learned from that was just being kind to this woman. I wasn't trying to do it. That was just a human being that I treated with respect. And it just happened to be the boss's wife.
Wow.
And I got the job. It was all full. I didn't deserve the job.
No.
I got the job, though. Because it was a starting salary of like $100,000, which is unheard of.
Did you ever deserve any jobs that you've ever gotten?
No. Are you kidding me? No. never deserved anything.
Can you name one that you really think you deserve?
One that I really think I actually earned and deserved?
Yeah.
Like in comedy or just anywhere
anything.
In life?
Anything in life.
Because
comedy, you don't
I don't deserve anything.
No.
I mean, what? The only fucking job I had before comedy and physical therapist was I worked at the grounds crew at the U.S. Tennis Center in Flushing Meadow, Queens.
Did you really?
Yeah, dude. That was a sick. I met so many like famous tennis players. I saw like Andy Roddick's dick. Dude,
he's so hot.
Yes, and an absolute hog.
Yeah.
Don't forget the Williams sisters were like 16, 17 years old. Some guy who used to work at the grounds crew hooked up with one of the Williams sisters.
Oh boy.
No, but he was 17 too. Well, like,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
one of the kids. Well, you were 17 then.
We were 16, 17 years old. And it was funny because
you didn't have any like dog shit jobs, any trash bag, bad.
Well, that, I mean, that's a tough, it was a tough, I mean, we had to like go behind like the bushes. And,
yeah, but
like,
you didn't do like fast food or
no,
any of that
never.
Stuff? Did you do any of that stuff?
I didn't do any of that
no.
stuff. No, well, she used to work at a movie theater
I
and you used to steal the money.
Theater.
You steal the money from the cash register.
Well, yeah, we
Should
would
we
rip the tickets
so
in half.
What?
Show the thief? Should we flip the camera
yeah.
on? Show
yeah.
the thief.
We would rip the tickets in half.
Yeah.
And like sell them twice.
So funny.
Right.
So, not giving anyone
out
ideas.
Out of all the
but...
times you went to jail, what was the most scary?
Prison.
She went to jail. She
yeah, but
jail.
Prison's different than jail.
Oh, what? Wait.
Well, prison's a real. She went to prison, right? Federal?
No.
You did time upstate. Yeah, she had to.
Her TT did time upstate.
I know.
Yeah, no. That
God
was,
bless
that
TT,
was,
by
that
the way.
That was Theo.
Yeah.
No, I went to jail for one night.
For what?
I did. I'd rather not say.
Peeing in
well,
public.
It's public record, she so either you say it or I tweet it.
We can
either
look it
you
up.
You say it or I tweet
we
it.
Can look it up.
We can look up your name and do it. If you don't say it, I will.
It was self-defense. That's all I'm going to
do. That's what they say.
I mean, I'm here now, right?
Yeah.
I got off.
Yeah.
But street self-defense or domestic self-defense?
Domestic self-defense.
Yeah. Domestic self-defense. We'll see.
Were you was it?
No, it was
against,
before him.
It was right before me.
It was before him.
I just missed the cut.
You never spent the night in jail?
So
never.
Remember, because I know exactly what to say to get away with it.
Oh, it's so fucking scary.
What did you, why, did you went to prison?
I went to jail.
What'd you do? To
drunk stuff.
Like what, drunk fist fight?
There was a fight broke out, I got caught peeing and consuming alcohol in public.
Right.
Yeah,
that's
I
not
got
bad.
I got tickets for all those, so I had to spend a night in jail. I had to spend a night in jail, and I had to go do fucking 40 hours of...
Community service?
No, classes. I had to take alcohol classes, and I was in there with, like, real alcoholics, guys who had, like, 3 DUIs.
Really?
Like, true alkies. Yeah, and they were all in their mid-40s, late-40s, and I was this 21-year-old or 20-year-old kid, and I tried to explain to them. I was like, they're like, what are you doing here? I'm like, I just pissed in public, and I was drinking, and we were fighting.
Yeah.
And they were like, what? And they got you in this class? It was either that, or I had to go spend time in Tent City. In Arizona... You have to go live in the desert. Do you know what Tent City is?
No.
People don't.
No, what's a Tent City?
Sheriff Joe Arpaio, who used to be the sheriff in Arizona, was like a gunslinging Republican.
I was
going to
say Republican.
Hardcore. And if you got a DUI or like any sort of alcohol offense back then, you would have to go to Tent City for DUIs and you'd sleep in the desert. Straight up, there was an outdoor fucking jail that he created and you slept in tents in the middle of the desert.
And you had to go there.
And they gave you bologna sandwiches. Yes, yes, this was a big thing. You can look it up. You can Google all this stuff.
But what was his thought process of doing that?
He thinks that people with those kind of crimes don't deserve any sort of special treatment anyway, because it's not like you're a hard criminal. You haven't done something. But he's like, to teach these people a lesson on, because most of those people were drunk driving or fighting in public and drinking.
Right.
Childish crimes in his mind. So you deserve to be treated like a fucking child and a clown. You wore pink jumpsuits. You wore pink in the desert, and they gave you bologna mayonnaise sandwiches, and you slept outside in a tent in the middle of the desert.
Right.
This is a fucking true story. You can look it up. I had about a dozen of my friends.
And
live,
you never
City.
Got you never.
I
went
never
to...
had to go to Tent City. No.
Wow.
No, I had to do a holding cell in jail.
Dude,
for a
the
night.
Scariest thing of that whole experience for me would have been the bologna sandwich. I've
Why
never had.
You want a bologna sandwich?
You want a bologna?
Fried bologna? Don't you like fried bologna sandwiches?
I've never in my life had bologna.
And mayonnaise.
What are you a
right
fucking
now?
Rich kid? You've never had fried bologna.
I've never had bologna. I've just never had bologna. As a matter of fact, on Hey Babe with Sal Vulcano and Chris DeStefano, Thursdays, 11 a.m. Eastern time, we ate my first bologna sandwich on the show. For the first time ever in my life, I had a pork chop, goat cheese, and some of a bologna sandwich for the first time ever in my life just last week
a
on the
show. Fried bologna or regular?
No. It was cold cut.
You gotta
Staten
have
Island.
Fried bologna.
What is fried bologna?
You got a pan cooked fried bologna with a little bit of butter.
I never had it.
You could do it for breakfast with eggs and stuff.
Have you never done that? That's so good.
I've never done it in my life.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we used to have bologna sandwiches all
Here
the time.
Here we go. Here we go. A little Chris DeStefano segment. This one's going to be a short, quick one because it's just trying to get to the point, you know, with the cancel culture stuff where you have to. Now I'm going to just start saying it on podcasts and be like, hey, listen. Well, then this is one that I know, and we have to change the name. If we're going to go back in history, we're canceling Pepe Le Pew and Dr. Seuss.
Yep.
Here's what we need to do then. If I said Knocked Up, we know the great movie Knocked Up,
yeah,
the great comedy. What does Knocked Up mean? Where does that come from?
What's the etymology of Knocked Up?
Good etymology.
Yeah. What's the etymology of Knocked Up? I'm going to guess and say it's got to be physical violence
nope.
involved.
Even worse. So here's the thing. If the, you know, people, you know, liberal ass Hollywood want to just call people out and be like, that's a bad name, that's a bad name, then we got to change the name of the movie Knocked Up. Knocked Up comes from the Charleston, South Carolina slave market. The term knocked up was used for pregnant female slaves because their prices were knocked up
Holy
because they were carrying
no
an extra
way.
Slave in their stomach. And now we've named a comedy movie Knocked Up, and I'm fucking
canceled.
Sick of it. Judd Apatow, canceled.
Is that really what that's
called? Swear to God, that's Knocked Up. So now I want to start a platform where we're canceling
God.
The name Knocked Up, and we have to change it to, you know, Katherine Heigl's star or whatever. Whatever we have to change it to. Just fucking, we're Knocked Up.
You know what, you know, I learned about fake eyelashes. You know what those are from, right?
Can you turn the music off, Delilah?
You don't know?
No.
Here.
Go tell her to go in the other room.
Go in the other room.
Oh, for this one. Oh, tongue out. She's
Delilah. Come on, go in the other room because Daddy can't pay for the licensing rights to the music you're playing. Go ahead.
So that's true.
That's
so,
the only reason. Daddy, a real problem. Daddy can't pay for the yeah.
Not fake eyelashes were created by in the late 1800s by call girls.
Delilah, hold on, hold on. Delilah, please go in the other room, seriously, or turn it down.
By call girls or barmaid hookers, yeah. You know, yes. Because they wanted to keep the spunk out of their eyeballs.
Mm.
What?
Yeah. When they
no
would,
way.
That's exactly what they were for.
How about this?
I'm so happy I don't wear fake eyelashes now.
Huh.
Here's another little Christopher DiStefano segment. The word hooker, the name hooker, you know, is a name for a prostitute, a toot. Hooker comes from the general, from a general in the Civil War in the Union Army, Joseph Hooker,
right.
Who would allow prostitutes to follow his camp wherever he was going because he believed that in order for the men to be successful in battle, they needed to have sex and they needed to
release.
So he would have. That's why so many men wanted to fight with him and would fight as you know, run through walls for him because they were like, "Oh, the hookers are behind us." Also, he would allow pornography in his camp, which a lot of other generals wouldn't. Where he would hire an artist. He would take money from his own pay to hire an artist who would draw pictures of naked women for the guys to spunk off to because there was no porn. You know, this is the 1860s. So that's where hooker comes from.
I thought it was the opposite.
What do you mean?
Like if you have like a big game or something, like you're not supposed to like have sex.
See, that's funny. I've heard athletes say both. I've heard athletes say they hold out. Like Mike Tyson said he used to hold out before he fought.
Yeah,
that's
to use it. Because
he wanted the aggression.
Right. Yeah.
But other people say you need to let go of it so you can have more finesse.
Dude, could you imagine holding out?
Depends on how a violent sport like boxing, I get the anger buildup. But if you have another sport where it's all about finesse, I think it's you'd have to let it go.
Because otherwise,
what happens if you're like fighting with like a hard on or playing with a hard on? Like it's
that's what we did. We did that a couple weeks ago when we fought with a hard on. Did you show her that?
Yeah.
No, I didn't
we
see
taped
that.
It. Well, no.
Patreon.com/ChristyComedy.
If you want to see Chris and I fight with a hard on, go to Blue Chew to watch us fight.
Yeah. Dude, the only thing if I was a boxer and I was holding out for for a month and not letting any of the not letting any of the devil juice out, I think the first time I got hit in the stomach, I'd come right there in the ring. Hit me.
Is that all I have to do?
Yeah, that's it. That's all you have to do is look like a male boxer and I'll come.
You know how easy it is to make him. He's so quick. He's probably
quick.
He's probably in and out. He's probably so fast.
Well, that's why she
you feel
pregnant.
Like you might be fast.
Yeah, that's always that's
you feel
always.
Like you're like and then you're gone.
Yeah,
a little rabbit, aren't you?
Yeah, I do. Right,
you do right. He's
tell
like,
the truth. Yeah,
I'm gone,
and then I'm asleep. Right, I'm asleep watching Ancient Aliens immediately.
Wait, you sleep afterwards?
Yes.
Sometimes I get more energy.
Really?
Yeah, it depends. It depends on how long the session is.
Yeah, I can. I'm like,
if it's a good, fun, quick session, I feel like I can start the day that way.
Start do it.
But I like morning, and she chicks never like morning. I feel like most women are nocturnal sex creatures. By the way, what's the name of that book? There's a book all about that.
About nocturnal sex.
About how women's their hormones turn on in the evening, like at a higher rate. And men's are in the morning because our testosterone is so high first thing in the morning.
Well,
that's why you get hard-ons in the morning.
And that's why it comes to because we got to go out. You know, you got to think our testosterone has to be high because like ancient, you know, our going back into like the primal brain, we got to get out and hunt. We got to get out and hunt and get the food and whatever to like feed the family.
So
and women want to have sex at night because the work is done. And that's when you're like, I'm horny because in the morning you're like, I got to cook, I got to clean, I got to get the kids ready. So that's the difference. It's like, I need testosterone to hunt. You are not horny because you got to take care of the home.
It's the afternoon. So doesn't make sense.
You get horny in the afternoon?
Yeah
but that
really?
still is in the dusk hours of the day is when your hormones are the highest.
Okay.
First thing in the morning, do you want to have sex first thing in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Really?
Right.
You do?
Hey, take a hint, bozo. She's dropping hints for you, pal.
But then you tell me my breath stinks.
Like morning, but
that's the thing. She's like, you have bad breath, but also have sex with me. So what do you want me to do?
Hurry up, run to the bathroom.
Yeah, go brush.
Clean yourself up and come back.
You don't do that
ever?
Yeah, but it's hard.
Yeah, but the thing is
keep a wisp by the bedside.
I get so in my head. I get so in my head about...
About what?
About sex.
Why?
Because, I don't know.
You get nervous still? It's been 7 years, Chris.
I know, it has been.
You can't get me pregnant.
Yeah, anymore.
Guys would find a way somehow.
No, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. Now we have to have a serious conversation. We're going to do it right here on Chrissy Chaos.
Oh, yeah.
You want to get your tubes tied. You want to get your tubes tied, which,
you're
know...
You're getting a vasectomy.
No, You don't want to have any more kids, but I want to have more kids. So then what do I do? Now what do I do? What?
Adopt.
Tell me what the solution is.
I'm always down to adopt.
There you go.
We can adopt, babe. You're never getting another woman pregnant. You understand that?
But I want to have a son to carry on my name, and we're not going to adopt some kid from Siberia to carry on the DiStefano name.
Liberia. So adopt the kid. Oh, you know what? How about this? Then here's the other alternative: is the girl that she's interested in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you bring her in. You do a little swap adopt. You make a baby with her, and then you adopt
that
baby.
The only way that's happening. The only way that's happening is in a tray, okay?
What do you mean in a tray?
There's no contact. There's no physical contact.
Yeah. So you mean like injecting my spermagolites into...
Yep, I can take it from you, all right? And then I'll take care of the rest.
There you go. You can do that.
Okay.
I got it under control.
Vin, Anxiety Tuesday segment real quick. What have you been doing lately?
What are you feeling right now?
What have you been doing?
I can see it.
You're getting hives. Like,
look at the way he's sitting with his hands between his crotch, like a little boy going to bed at night.
Yeah.
Scared. Is Dad going to yell at us again? Hands between the legs.
Vinny's getting mad. What have you been doing since I've been out working all day?
I've been working as well.
Boom.
Whoa. What do you want to say? Well, I'm not working. Uh-oh. I'm not working.
Ruh-roh, Scoob.
What are you doing?
I'm not working.
As my dad said. Women work from sun to sun, but men's work is never done.
Your father has been wrong a
Such
lot
an
of
old
time.
Dad.
Old
quote.
Dad thing. My dad would always be like, you know, if I came in with like a new haircut, he goes, "What'd you comb your hair with a hand grenade? Oh, what was your barber blind in one eye, can't see any of the other?"
Oh my God.
What?
It's like if you stayed out all night, if you stayed out drinking, my dad would be like, "If you're gonna hoot with the owls, you must soar with the eagles. You got to be up early the next day." It's so annoying.
Was your dad an ancient Native American?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, smoking a peace pipe as he said that.
My dad's name is Running Andrew. What have you been doing for your mental health?
If you want to know what I do all day long, you could just go to Jazzy Methods Instagram, all right? Because I need to be the next. What's her name? Addison Ray.
What's her name? Please.
How many followers are on your gram right now?
Oh my God, it's nothing.
Let's compare. Go to Jazzy Method. No, let's go to.
She's like a 19-year-old like hottie.
No, Jazz. But I just want to know. I just want to say. Let's compare. Let's see how much work we have to do to get there. So go to Jazzy Method.
Okay, so Addison Rae, like we said, Addison Rae has 36.8 million.
Okay, 36.8
million. Not that bad.
So let's go to Jazzy Method, J-A-Z-Z-Y.
Yeah, Jazzy Method.
M-E-T-H. And what does we have there?
8,592.
There you go.
Should I do the math?
Let's do the math.
8,952. Wait, sorry. 8,592.
Yes.
36.8 to 85.92.
Yeah, let's see what that math is.
So 36.8 minus, what did I say?
85.92.
85.92. You only got to get 36,791,408 people.
Divide that by 365. Divided let's see how many she needs a day.
Every single day, you need to get 100,000 people a day.
A day.
100,798. All right, so, and look at that. And every single day, there's, you know, what do we say? Sun to sun, work is never done.
Men's work is sun to sun,
so,
women's
so if
work
you're
is never
gonna,
done.
If you're trying to collect followers, let's say, on an 18-hour day, divide 18, so 5,000 people an hour you need to grab.
You need to grab.
All right.
For the rest of your a year.
You don't have a choice.
Now, the only way that I think you can get that is two words. The only way I think you can get there is two words and two words only. OnlyFans.
Wow,
you think I'm only good for that?
I think that there's a big market for pregos on OnlyFans. Back me up here, Andrew.
Well, I know there is a huge market.
Back me up here.
I keep getting messages from like weirdo people that are.
What do they say?
I don't mean to call you weirdos, right?
That's a
They're
big one.
They're just like, yeah, I just like, it's just.
Does anybody want to see your pregnant, swollen feet?
I don't know why pregnant women turn me on so much. It's just like weird stuff. I don't know. It's just weird stuff.
Yeah, that makes more sense than not. Because a guy is attracted to the idea.
So you're one of those guys?
No. But I mean, I get it. Like, it's not that's not that weird to me that a guy's like, ooh, is this thing that's like, she's got this, it's the sexual energy of someone that's been impregnated, I'm sure, to some men, is like the thing that clicks.
When I was when I was like younger, like in my
20s,
my friends would, you know, like I remember one of my boys one time he was like, yeah, I like women with kids. I was like, why do you like women with kids? He's like, because I know they fuck.
That's easy math.
So it's like, what?
Well, that's easy math. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
it's like
there's no way she doesn't have sex because she had a kid.
And she has lots of sex.
That's how a dumb guy's
That's how
mind
most men
works.
Think. Men are stupid. Men think down that road.
Yeah.
That's, she must have sex with people because she has baby in there.
Yeah, no, yeah, my friend's, you know, full pigs, like just full, full disgusting pigs. You know what? Yeah. She knows what it is, you know?
Yeah.
Just pigs, pigs, pigs. But what can you do?
What can you do?
I'm doing better, right?
What you could do an OnlyFans where you don't even get nude. That's a thing now. Yeah. You know that, right? There's people that have OnlyFans. They don't. They do like they try on clothes, or they do like unboxings. Like girls do like so much shit on there, and people pay for it. It's fucking insane.
Yeah, it's not only like nudity. It's not.
Does Addison Rae do have OnlyFans?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I think
she makes money off the TikTok.
Who was the girl that made like $1 million in a day
on OnlyFans?
That's not her. I thought there was a.
I don't know.
No, I don't think she does. No.
Let me just pull up some of my accounts. I don't have an OnlyFans, and I've actually never been on OnlyFans. I've never been with a prostitute. That's a true
Bella
statement.
Thorne, sorry.
Bella Thorne.
Bella Thorne became the first to earn $1 million in one day on OnlyFans.
Well, I mean, she's a celebrity. She's an actress. Like, she's a huge
Who's
actress.
Bella Thorne?
She's an actress.
Okay.
You know who she is.
Do I?
Yeah,
she was in, I don't know what she was in. Anything big. She was in...
Is she Julia Roberts' daughter or something?
No.
She's.
By the way, Julia Roberts, I have to say on record, I think is my favorite actress of all time. Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, I think is.
The best of all time?
Is the best of all time because she looks a little bit like Andrew Santino.
You really think that Julia Roberts is the best
Julia
actress?
Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, it's so. That's why I want to name, you know, like I love Pretty Woman, and I love Julia Roberts in that movie, and Richard Gere's hot in that movie too.
He was so hot.
See,
oh
there
God.
You go.
He
so
was.
Hot.
There you go.
I'm like, who would be my favorite actress
of all time? It doesn't have to be this woman or guy forever. Just in that specific movie role.
Oh God.
You know what I mean? That's why for me, it's specific.
My favorite actress of all time, maybe not of all time, just like a recent, I guess. Jennifer Lawrence is like amazing.
But in what specifically?
In like everything she's done, actually.
Right.
What was it? What was the one? What was the, oh God, why can't I think of that movie that I like so much? Silver Linings Playbook? Was that her?
Yes, she's good in that.
She was very good.
The Mockingjay, Hunger Games.
That's not for me.
That's not for you.
No, that's not for me. Maybe, you know who I like? I guess I was just digging into the crates of, like, when I was younger.
Well, why? She was playing a role of, like, a powerful woman. You don't, doesn't, is that not your thing?
Nah.
No.
Nah. No, you know who I liked? Tia Carrera from Wayne's World.
Yes.
I remember thinking she was
so hot.
She was so cool in that movie and hot.
Hot.
Also, I would say that's pretty comparable. This is because childhood stuff. Like when you're a kid, you were like that stuck out. Clueless too.
Alicia Silverstone.
Alicia Silverstone to me was like,
and also Stacey Dash.
Yeah, Stacey was, but Alicia was.
And Brittany Murphy.
So hot. Oh,
Brittany Murphy, beautiful in that movie too. R.I.P. I would say top two I used to masturbate to the most when I was a kid is Julia Roberts in Pretty Woman, Tom Hanks in Philadelphia. Those are my two.
Really?
Yep.
Mine would probably be Alicia Silverstone, Clueless, and Tom Cruise, Jerry Maguire.
Go.
Chris, who is it for you now?
What do you mean?
Who is it for you now? Who do you masturbate to now?
What do you mean?
Me.
I want to know who I have to put on my list.
Who do I masturbate to right now? Like, no, I still just go old school. I told you. I said on Chrissy Chaos last week, I still masturbate at times if an old rerun of 2020 is on with Barbara Walters.
Love.
Barbara Walters still turns
hot.
Me on.
Hot.
Hot.
Especially Barbara Walters, especially because she's at that little wisp, you know, that it's like a widow underneath. Are you jogging off right now, Chris? You know, she has that little, it's such a weird speech impediment. Barbara Walters, it was so strange. She was such a babe, dude.
Babe, dude.
Mega babe.
Mega
so
babe.
Weird.
Okay, so
who else?
Murphy Brown.
What was her name?
I want to end on you. So give us the two people you masturbated to when you were younger. Man and woman. Go.
I didn't do that when I was younger.
Lie. Lie, 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 lie.
Survey says that's a lie.
Pillow humper for sure. You humped your pillow.
No.
Yes, you
come
did.
On.
Look at you laughed so
on.
Hard.
We know what. Yeah. What
is
who
it?
Was it? Who were the two that
the guy?
Was it Mark Anthony? Who was it?
Who's the guy right now?
I actually don't remember who it was before.
Who was it?
I don't have anyone.
Fine. Cartoons. I'll even cartoon. There's a couple.
Right now, the celebrity that I masturbate to is Chris. It's my babe right here.
Boom!
That sucks. Why would you masturbate?
Come on, give me one guy. How about like Tom Hardy? He's hot.
Yes, Tom Hardy. Oh, what about animated shows? When I was a kid, I used to jerk off to Ren and Stimpy.
Which one, Ren or Stimpy?
Stimpy.
I get it. I honestly get it.
You get it.
That big porky fuck. Fucking, I like that.
I like that. I like fat.
And why are you pointing this way?
No, because I wasn't. Do you think I was pointing at you?
You better not.
I wasn't pointing at you. I was.
Is your hand broken?
I wasn't pointing at you. I'm kidding. No, you're beautiful. You're glowing. I was joking around.
You got to have a guy that's not.
She's gorgeous. I mean, gorgeous.
No, I don't have anybody.
There's not one guy you see on screen, you go, that guy's sexy as shit.
No, I mean, you know, just like the random people in
Gerard
porn.
Butler.
Yeah.
Let's go down the list of like that,
oh
the guys.
Oh, my God. No, there's
Chris
nobody.
Chris Pratt.
Yes, Chris Pratt. Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel.
The Rock.
The Rock.
No, they don't do it for me.
Tyrese.
Bradley Cooper.
No.
Tyrese.
No.
Denzel.
Siegfried and Roy.
Yes.
Is that it, David
Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan is so hot.
Michael
There's
B. Jordan.
There's no way you don't like Michael B. Jordan.
Come on, who is it?
That's a lie. Jamie Foxx.
No.
What?
I don't get it.
I can't believe it.
There's nobody.
Christopher Reeve.
Will Smith. Christopher Reeve.
After the accident.
No, right after the tree.
No, the horse.
What is it? Oh, yeah,
I'm gonna go check on my kids now.
What? Okay. Oh, here we go. Now, here we go. That's fast it. Forward 10 years. Now we made her feel uncomfortable and the whole thing and the tapes That's with it. The judge. And here you go.
Your Honor, they were trying to find out which man I was attracted to. Meanwhile, we're both like, he's hot. He's hot.
Yeah.
All the guys that you use.
Absolutely.
Those are all the guys.
Where can the people see you? This is coming out next week.
This is coming out next week. You know, Chrissy's doing the residency over at Whiskey Ginger. I'm on Bad Friends with me and Bobby Lee. If you want to come see me, I'm doing some dates. AndrewSantino.com. You can see where we're going. I'm going to Atlantic City, by the way. We just said about
that. Atlantic City. Got Utah.
I got Salt Lake City, Addison, which is Dallas. And
Atlantic City. What venue in Atlantic City? Is it the Celebrity Theater?
I don't know. I think they just were posting. I have no idea. Look, it'll be on the website.
We'll see it.
And then Boston in October. I'm playing the Wilbur.
Ooh.
Have you ever played there?
No.
The Wilbur Theater?
I do. ChristyComedy.com for me. You know, you got Hey Babe. You got patreon.com/ChristyComedy.
Yep.
Every Friday, new video. We actually got a video coming out on Patreon this Friday. It was so wild with me and Andrew Santino, we had to put it behind the paywall.
Behind the paywall. Go hear
that because it was fucking wild, wild, wild. Patreon.com/ChristyComedy. And I got, starting in the summer, July, I'm going to be in Providence, Rhode Island, back in New Jersey, Eatontown, New Jersey. And then I'm at Laugh Boston in November, and I'm doing Laugh Boston because it was a holdover from the pandemic. But we're going to add shows, so we're going to do hopefully six to eight shows at Laugh Boston. One of the greatest clubs, but hopefully the next time, Wilbur Theater. But the Wilbur Theater...
Or maybe you come with me and do the Wilbur and we do it together. We never know. We'll figure it out.
Or maybe
we are going to do some shows together.
How about
we
me and Andrew just
that.
Do fucking TD Garden? What do you think Woo! Of that? How about me and Andrew just do the Boston
Let's
Garden?
Let's go to the Garden.
Absolutely.
Dude.
Thank you so much. Chrissy Chaos, every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. Vin,
you didn't say anything crazy today.
No,
you held it in so bad that you have hives.
Well,
on
because
your
I'm
face.
Trying to do a better, cleaner, tighter podcast for you guys.
Yeah, well,
or are
you
just scared
because
I'm sitting here?
I'm not. What do you mean? You're sitting there every episode. That's as a matter, true. Yeah, you're sitting there every episode. But it is true because the first episode that we ever did without her, we have to put on the Patreon paywall. So that's what the only episode I've ever done without you was with Andrew last week. That now only lives on Patreon. That's coming out this Friday.
So I'll be listening to that before that comes out.
There's nothing bad.
We were just goofing around.
But he did say some bad stuff.
You want to see who I'm having an affair with? Patreon.com/ChristyComedy.
I'll kill you.